Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out and subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't already done that. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. We've got a lot of other things you can read, you can listen, you can watch. New video goes up every week, at least one. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, including all the work that that Russell Brown has deposited with us over the years on how to buy and sell a business, how to get it financed, how to help the buyers of your business get the money, raise the money. Right now, we're talking with Russell, who's one of the world's experts on business valuation. We're talking about some of the fundamentals his software uses, BizPricer.com. His software uses for evaluating it. We were talking, Russell, in the previous segment about recasting the financial statements because your business could be barely breaking even from a cash standpoint. Which if somebody walked in and said, wow, that doesn't sound like a business I want to buy, but it might be because you've, over the years, sort of settled into a lifestyle with your business that the next owner doesn't have to have. And it could make your business worth a lot more money. What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. And that's one of the first steps in the whole process of putting a value on the business. Determining whether you know what price to ask for it if you're going to sell it, or what price you should be able to that you might want to pay for it to if you want to buy it. And so as you said, it's called recasting the earnings. So we got to clear all that clutter away, all that stuff that's built in there, and sometimes salaries have been allowed to rise inappropriately relative to what you could hire somebody
right.
to do the job for. It's not inappropriate that you do it that way, but sometimes, the business is done well and, you're paying yourself $75,000 a year. And frankly, if, outside of the general manager or ownership part of what you do, which you don't have to do every day and all that stuff, you could hire somebody for, mm-hmm. say, $40,000, $50,000 to do what you do, the things that you do. And most small business owners are involved in that day-to-day operation, mm-hmm. doing the mundane things as necessary. So,
Or you might not be doing something. You might still be paying yourself that salary, but you might not be doing very much work yourself. And hiring somebody to do that work that a new owner would come in, would take one of those responsibilities and wouldn't pay themselves double salary, pull a double salary out of the company.
That's right. Right. So those are the kinds of things in the recasting
right.
of the income that we go after. So let's presume we've got that done.
Right.
We've got that number now. We know
how
much.
And by the way, that's kind of a fun thing to do, is to go hunting for money like that, isn't it? I mean, whenever I've helped people buy a business, it's always fun to go find those little Easter eggs hanging, that are out there that you can help value the business with. All right, what's next?
Okay, well, then the next big step in this is we need to find a way to assess and put a number on the it's called a multiplier number. It's the factor that's going to be applied against those cash earnings, which answer the question, how much would somebody be willing to pay for this stream of earnings that you've just mm-hmm. determined? So let's say it's $100,000 in this particular example we're talking about. And if it's $100,000, how much would you pay to get $100,000 a year in money over and above the salary,
mm-hmm.
and over and above the income and expenses of the, over and above the expenses, normal, mm-hmm. necessary expenses of the business. And it comes, now that money comes with risk, because owning a business is risky. What's good today may not be good tomorrow, as far as customer base and sales of products and services and so on. So, what BizPricer has been able to do, we've been able to tailor a series of questions let's put it this way, not necessarily questions, but assessment factors that you go through, and they're weighted differently relative to each other.
What would be one of them? What would be the first assessment factor? What would be an example?
Well, one of the first ones that, presuming that a company is, and I'll tell you, we've got 18 of them. Now, I know we don't have time to go through all 18,
right.
But the very first one on my list, which I consider to be one of the most important, is whatever you've come up with your earnings, these earnings, I call it earnings, you can call it all kinds of things, but this excess cash flow, what is the risk, if any, that it won't, that it will or will not continue?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you buy the business today because
right.
you can earn $100,000 a year off of it, and what happens is, what's the risk that the day after you buy the business that goes to zero?
For example, that $100,000 is heavily dependent upon the original owner still calling on the customers.
Well, it may be. It may be that there's a terrible there's a recession looming on the horizon,
they're going to move the highway,
exactly.
and you're not going to be on the beaten path anymore.
That's right.
What are those risk factors? That's a really important point to make.
Right.
We're going to take a quick break and talk some more about some of these things that you should be asking yourself, whether you're selling or buying, how to value a business. 10 till. BizPricer.com, by the way, is Russell Brown's website. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.